Com. We love you.
And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us for another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we've got the latest motorsports report for you. Standing by is our news editor, Jeff Bressler. Also in this hour, he'll be talking all about the 2011 Ford Mustang GT, which just recently achieved some pretty significant fuel economy model numbers, and we're going to go over the model completely with the chief nameplate engineer a little later on in the hour. It happened last weekend. I was there at the RM auction in Amelia Island, Florida, and we'll be joined by the president and COO of the RM Auction Company, Ian Kelleher, is going to be telling us all about the results of that auction and previewing an upcoming additional Florida auction, this one in Fort Lauderdale. Along the way, we'll take your telephone calls at 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Right now, let's find out what's been happening in the world of motorsports, and welcome the one and only Mr. Jeff Bressler. Jeff, how you doing?
Hey, Bob, doing just great. Jimmy Johnson has won for the first time ever at the half-mile Bristol Motor Speedway by driving from sixth to first in just three laps. He plowed through the field on a restart with 10 laps to go just a little while ago, giving him his third victory this season and a real landmark, his 50th win of his career. Greg Biffle and Matt Kenseth restarted side-by-side as leaders. Kenseth had trouble at the line and traffic stacked up behind him. That allowed Johnson, who restarted sixth, to grab four quick spots. Tony Stewart moved into the lead, and Johnson needed just more than a lap to cruise past Stewart and win the race. Tony Stewart did finish second. Kurt Busch was third. Busch led 275 of the 500 laps. He lost the lead by taking four tires on the final pit stop. Greg Biffle, good solid fourth, with Matt Kenseth rounding out the top five. Justin Allgaier passed Brad Keselowski on a restart with 27 laps remaining yesterday, then held him off the closing laps to give Penske Racing its first ever 1-2 finish in a nationwide series race. It was Dodge's first win at Bristol since August of 2007. And Fernando Alonso's victory at the Bahrain Grand Prix last week exposed potential problems with Formula One rule changes this season, with some drivers now saying they could that this could lead to duller racing. F1 during the winter introduced a ban on refueling in order to reduce costs and encourage more passing, which is usually lacking in F1 racing, and create more exciting racing. But Alonso's win seems to have reinforced the belief that this just might have the opposite effect. Sebastian Vettel's engine failure allowed Ferrari driver Alonso to overtake in Bahrain, but seven-time champion Michael Schumacher believes there's very little that drivers are going to be able to do to make up positions. Schumacher feels drivers will tend to be more cautious, ensuring that they have enough fuel to finish Formula One races this season. This has been Jeff Bressler for the Speed Racing Radio Auto World Motorsport Update.
It definitely has been an interesting year so far, Jeff, in NASCAR. What's your take on the race season to date?
Probably, you know, NASCAR had made some changes to allow the guys a little more latitude without constantly being under the thumb of NASCAR, figuring would make some more exciting racing, but Carl Edwards, Brad Keselowski getting involved in a huge battle over a few races this season that put Carl Edwards on a racing probation. He can race, but he's still under probation. Kevin Harvick this week starting in with Joey Logano, who was the pole sitter at Bristol. So that strategy of trying to make the racing a little more exciting, going back to the days of yore in NASCAR, might be backfiring.
Interesting. And financially, how are the teams doing with this economy? What it is, not so great. Has it affected sponsorship on a grand scale?
Yeah, it's affected sponsorship, and all you had to do today was look into the stands at Bristol which are usually just packed, 100,000 seats in Bristol. A lot of empty seats for this race today.
No kidding. Well, Jeff, as usual, thank you for your great report, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Okay, Bob.
Our telephone number is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. The previous hour of the broadcast, we had a lingering trivia question, and it's so easy that I just want to give it away here. The answer, the only other car besides the Buick Grand National and GNX to have that 3.8-liter V6 power plant, another car, is the pace car for the Indy 500. It was a Pontiac Firebird Trans Am. We'll throw out a new trivia question. We'll do that right now. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And the question is, why don't we make it a Mustang question, since our next guest is going to tell us all about the 2011 Mustang GT. What does the KR stand for, the old Shelby Mustang GT500 KR? What does that stand for? It's an easy question for you. 800-259-9231. And speaking of Mustangs, it's my pleasure to welcome Dave Parachek, the chief nameplate engineer for the Mustang. Hey there, Dave. How you doing?
I'm good, Bob. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. I'll have you know that in my lifetime, I have owned lots of Mustangs and love Mustangs. So very excited. I was all excited about the midlife update with the 2010 model year with the new interior and styling enhancements here. But for model year 2011, you guys have rolled out a couple of magnificent power plants. First, we heard the story of the V6 engine, 305 horsepower, and I believe it's 31 miles per gallon. Is that correct?
That is correct, and that's been confirmed by the EPA. That's the first car ever, Bob, to achieve that. We're extremely proud of that.
That's wonderful. And now we have the vehicle that I would be more interested in the new 2011 Mustang GT. The previous generation GT had its 4.6-liter engine churning out 315 horsepower for model year 2010. For 2011, you have brought the 5.0 back, and certainly the 5.0 designation is very near and dear to Mustang fans' hearts.
Yeah, the 5-liter is almost legendary in itself, and people have been anticipating us bringing this engine back, but when we brought it back, we wanted to do it right. So we wanted to make sure that this was a true 5.0-liter engine, which this is, and we wanted to make sure that it had all of the greatness of the previous engine, but with all of the latest technology. So this engine right now is producing 412 untamed horses. It has 390 foot-pounds of torque, and we're doing it all at a fuel sipping 26 miles per gallon.
That is remarkable. So this has been certified by the EPA just this past week, 26 miles per gallon on the highway, and what's the city number?
17.
So that's really significant for an engine pumping out that 412 horsepower, and you've got two transmissions available. Another thing I applaud you guys, rather than having a penalty with the automatic transmission like you do with the Camaro, you can get the same 412 horsepower with a six-speed automatic or the six-speed manual transmission, which I understand is quite flexible in its gear ratios.
Yes, absolutely. And as you say, you know, they are both brand new for 2011. We have double overdrive in the automatic transmission and single overdrive in the manual. And, you know, one thing that we wanted to make sure was that if you got an automatic, you did not have to compromise. So we wanted to make sure that you had the same power that you get in the manual, and the performance is just absolutely phenomenal. So the lower gears are great for acceleration and everything that you want a Mustang to do. And then the higher gears are good for when you want that highway fuel economy at 26 miles per gallon.
Wonderful. Let's talk a little bit more about the power plant. It's an impressive one just to look at visually. You guys have really made it quite aesthetically pleasing when you pop the hood. We talk about that when we come back on the other side, and we'll talk about some of the cool technology that is utilized under the hood of the new 2011 Ford Mustang GT. If you've got a question, 800-259-9231. We'll be right back. It's one of the hottest muscle cars out there, and it's back for 2010. The new Camaro. Chevrolet's Ed Pieper tells us more.
One of the things that's really important is we didn't position this vehicle as a pony car. We positioned it as a 21st century sports car that can get 304 horsepower and 29 miles per gallon on the highway with the V6 engine. I think we've got what people want, and they're certainly voting for it with their pocketbooks. We've had a lot of traditional folks buying the vehicle, but we are seeing more orders every week from more diverse folks. Folks who want a little more pizzazz and a coupe, I think that's really important. Plus, we've had all of the focus on Chevrolet with the new Transformers movie, and that's really helped kind of build this brand and its legacy a little bit further.
For thelongdrive.com, I'm Bob Long.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was setting the pace? That story is true. I'm here to say I was driving that Model A.
We're talking about performance Fords here in this hour, this half hour of Auto World. Matter of fact, we're telling you all about the 2011 Ford Mustang GT, which just had amazing EPA numbers officially released with a 6-speed manual transmission, 26 miles per gallon on the highway. And, of course, earlier The EPA numbers on the 305 horsepower V6 variant, 31 miles per gallon, beating the Camaro. If you heard the long drive feature there with Ed Pieper talking about the Camaro's mileage, it has been surpassed now by the new 2011 Mustang. Our telephone number is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. If you have a question for our very special guest, Dave Parachek, the chief nameplate engineer for the Mustang. And certainly we would love for someone to answer the easy trivia question, the Shelby Mustangs. Back again, of course, for 2011 with the Shelby GT500. Shelby's got his own variant of the GT350 available through the Las Vegas facility. But the KR, what did the KR stand for in the old Shelby Mustangs and the recent limited production Shelby GT500 Mustang? Let's get back to the 2011 GT. And Dave, let's talk a little bit more about that engine. As I was saying, aesthetically very good looking, and certainly technologically, this engine has got lots of cool stuff. As you said, it's a true 5-liter, and it's all new. It's a double overhead cam engine, Dave?
Yes, it's a four-valve double overhead cam. It's got TIVCT technology, or twin independent variable cam timing. That allows us to independently adjust the intake and exhaust valves. When you have that type of control, there's a lot of things you can do to optimize and make the combustion chamber more efficient. So this engine is just loaded with technology. I mean, every little bit has been looked at and addressed for parasitic losses. For instance, we've got engine oil squirters, piston oil squirters, where we actually take the oil and we shoot it at the bottom side of the piston, cooling the piston down, which allows us to add more spark into the combustion chamber, allowing us to be more efficient. And then as you use that oil to cool that piston down, you're actually heating up the oil. So as you heat up the oil, then you your restriction that the engine has as it's turning becomes less. And that, in turn, also is better for fuel economy. So this thing, you know, front to back, inside and out, has been engineered for to be just extremely efficient. I mean, it's producing 83 horsepower per liter.
That's world class. It used to be the stuff that exotic cars would turn out not that long ago. Let's talk about the construction of the power plant. I understand it's all aluminum. Is that correct?
It is, yep. It's all aluminum. It's been engineered for that Ford durability that you would expect. And, you know, we've got some neat features in there, things like a deep oil sump, for instance, which allows the consumer to go to 10,000-mile oil changes as opposed to the 7,500 miles. So, yes, this engine is, like I said, it's been completely redesigned. It's all new. And it is it's the latest and greatest technology. And, you know, you mentioned that we made it look aesthetically pleasing. That was really important to us. I mean, Mustang customers love to open their hood. They want to show their cars off. They're proud of their machines. And we wanted to make sure that when you open that hood and you look at it, you know just from a glance that there's something special going on.
Absolutely. I was down at the Amelia Island Concours a week ago, and they had a bunch of exotic car power plants open, including some new Maseratis, and they're all shrouded in plastic, and you can't really see anything. But the Mustang is there for everybody to see in all its technological glory. Let's talk about some of the other enhancements that have been made to the Mustang GT in the areas of body and chassis design. And I wasn't aware of these. I understand that you guys have put in some additional goodies, including an engine-operated hydraulic power steering pump. But tell us about that. No, a new electric power steering, I should say, that gets rid of the old hydraulic. So tell us about this electric.
That's right. I was going to say, we threw the whole hydraulic out. yes, we have electronic power assisted steering, or what's known as EPAS. And EPAS is really a fantastic technology. It allows us to, you know, steering in a Mustang, obviously, is extremely important. And when you're out there and you're on the and you're pushing the car to its limits, you want to have very tight and responsive steering. But when you come back to reality and you get into parking lot maneuvers and you know, pulling in your garage, things like that, you want a very nice, easy, effortless you know, driving experience to pull in a parking lot or do whatever you want to do. So what EPAS allows us to do is it allows us to go ahead and tune the vehicle and tune the steering system based on speed. It also allows us to do what's called active nibble control. So if you ever feel your steering wheel have a slight vibration in it, with EPAS, we can cancel that vibration right out so that you don't feel anything. So it has a lot of features that allow us to really give the customer just an awesome experience when it comes to steering the vehicle.
Very cool. Listening on the business station, AM 1060 WBIX in Boston, Patrick joins us from Massachusetts. Patrick, whereabouts in Massachusetts are you calling in from?
I'm calling from Belmont, Massachusetts.
Wonderful. Well, let's see if you can solve that trivia riddle. The famous Mustang, the Shelby GT500 KR. What did the KR stand for?
Is it for King of the Road?
Yes, you are correct. We'll get Matt to take down all of your information. We'll put you in the running for the big prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage. What do you think of these new Mustangs, the 2010-2011 variants? Have you seen any?
I have. I've seen one, and they're actually pretty sharp-looking cars.
Good. Excellent. I'm sure Dave appreciates that. Well, hold on for Matt, and we'll get you in the running for that cool prize. In addition to the new transmissions, the new 6-speed manual and 6-speed automatic, I understand you've kind of fooled around with the gear ratios. Tell us about that, the rear end.
As far as the axle ratio?
Yeah.
Or the actual gearing in the transmission?
Well, the axle ratios. Why don't we talk about that? I understand you found kind of a good compromise between all-out performance and relaxed cruising, which is something that's not always easy to find.
Yeah, well, we definitely, when it comes to the axle ratios, we've got plenty of them available in the Mustang. And, you know, when you talk about achieving 31 miles per gallon, we use a 273 axle ratio in our V6 model. And we do have an optional 331 axle that you can get if you want a little sportier driving. When it comes to the V8, we have a standard in our automatic. It's a 315 axle ratio that we've introduced for the first time in Mustang for 2011. That allows us to get very good performance in our V8 and without compromising fuel. So it allows us to get that and solution where you can have performance and fuel economy. When we talk about our V8 manual, we start out with a 331 axle, and then you can option up to a 355, and if you really want to get wild, you can go to a 373.
Very cool. And for 2011, you guys have done some aerodynamic improvements. Again, this is breaking news to me. I didn't think that you did anything up above what you did in 2010. So tell us about the subtle aerodynamic improvements, including the new front fascia and the tire spats.
Yeah, so, you know, to get the type of fuel economy numbers that we're talking about, you can't just do that with an engine or a transmission. You have to look at the total equation. So we had to find every bit of opportunity that we could. So
hold that thought, Dave. We're up against a break, and when we come back, we'll hear more. This is Auto World. I'm Bob Line.
Is your budget being blown away by high gas prices? The revolutionary Tornado Air device harnesses the power of the wind so that your vehicle will go further on a tank of gas. Tornado creates a swirling effect in the engine's combustion chamber that results in a better mix of air and fuel so that you'll have more power and more mileage. Tornado fits most cars, comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, and is easy to install. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to your local Pep Boys, AutoZone, Napa, Checker, Shucks, and Kragen, or other fine stores to buy your gas-saving Tornado today.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance.
This is the Duke of Springfield calling to insure my large collection of vintage cars.
Well, Your Highness, Haggerty can save you up to 40% on yearly premiums and give you the finest policy.
Ah, the royal treatment.
Actually, we do this for everyone, even regular guys with just one classic.
So, I don't need the fake accent?
You're not a real Duke?
Actually, Duke Kowalski of Springfield.
Uh-huh.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit us at Haggerty.com.
How would you like to own two of the best pair of gloves in the world
for $19.95?
Shipping and handling, and get two pairs for free.
MaxFit. Make sure hands go. Wow. MaxFit. Make sure hands go. Wow.
For only $19.95, you can own four pairs of the famous MaxFit gloves. Call right now at 877-552-5206.
Wow.
Whether you're working in your garden, moving furniture, how would you like to improve that golf swing? MaxFit has thousands of uses.
It helps the grip or three hands.
It even helps me play my video games better.
Wow. From the moment you slip your hand into a MaxFit glove, you'll experience the ultimate in grip, comfort, dexterity, and health.
MaxFit.
For more information on the next generation
generation of thin glove technology,
go to maxfitgloves.com
and use the promo code RADIO. Call right now at 877-552-5206.
Wow. MaxFit. Make sure hands go. Wow.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
I love gardening. What I don't love to see is deer and rabbits destroy my beautiful plants.
Why let your garden be destroyed? Plant Skin Repellent protects your garden, trees, and landscaping from wildlife damage. Made in the USA from 100% organic environment and pet-friendly ingredients, Plant Skin is the number one, most tested, most effective, and longest-lasting deer and rabbit repellent you can buy. It lasts up to 6 months over winter and 3 to 4 months during the active spring-summer growing season. Unlike other repellents, Plant Skin will not wash off in the rain and is guaranteed to outlast and outperform all other repellents. Plant Skin is OMRI-listed organic and is proven effective protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents. That's why Plant Skin is used by leading forest companies, nurseries, and conservation agencies, and is member-tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Locate a dealer nearest you at PlantSkid.com. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed, or your money back. Go to PlantSkid.com. That's Plant, SKYDD.com today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio, starts here.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us here on Auto World. We're live all across North America. Upcoming in this half hour, we're going to be chatting with Ian Kelleher, the president and COO of the RM Auction Company, about the recently held auction down at Amelia Island, and we're going to preview an upcoming auction in Fort Lauderdale. But right now we're wrapping up with Dave Parachek, who's the chief nameplate engineer for the Mustang for model year 2011. He's telling us breaking news here that the Mustang GT V8 has been EPA confirmed at 26 miles per gallon, 412 horsepower, just remarkable numbers, Dave. And again, congratulations to you and your team on that. Let's talk a little bit more about those aerodynamic improvements that you were starting to tell us about before the bottom of the hour break. So the Mustang GT gets a new front fascia. What other enhancements does it get for 2011?
Yeah, so we did change that front fascia to add a splitter, and then we lowered the air dam a bit. And then we put underbody aero shields on the vehicle. And then as you go to the side of the vehicle, we also incorporated some rear tire spats that are integrated into the rockers. And we also sealed the deck lid where the deck lid meets the back glass. And, you know, we found every little nook and cranny that we could and improved our coefficient of drag. And as you do that and you marry it up to those awesome powertrains we talked about before and the brand-new transmission, you can eke out the type of unprecedented fuel economy numbers that we're talking about today.
Excellent. So lots of subtle enhancements have all added up to these remarkable fuel economy numbers and great power numbers, too, with 412 horsepower. And, again, is it 390 pound-feet of torque?
Yes, it is.
Wonderful. When will the 2011 Mustang, both the V6 and the GT V8, be available for sale?
They will be in the showrooms this spring.
So we're there practically. Spring is around the corner, so to speak. And we should also remind folks that this vehicle, the Mustang for 2011, is built at the Auto Alliance plant right in Flat Rock, Michigan. So it's Michigan born and bred, so to speak, Dave.
Yes, it is. We're very proud of that fact. I mean, the car's built in the United States of America. It's got 45 years of history behind it, and we're not going anywhere. Mustang's here to stay.
Excellent. Well, always love talking Mustang. We'll have to get you back on again down the road, but thank you so much for your time here today.
Hey, Bob, thanks for having me and the Ford Motor Company on your show.
No problem. Our telephone number is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We're awaiting Ian Kelleher from the RM Auction Company. But before we get to Ian, we've already had one winner from Massachusetts listening on AM 1060 WBIX, a business station in Boston. Let's see if we can make another winner out of somebody. We'll throw a trivia question into the mix, and we'll make a trivia question about... let's do this. The Porsche supercar from the 1980s. This is a very rare vehicle indeed. This is kind of the one of the cars that kind of led to the supercar wars. You'd have to say that the supercar really began with a Ferrari, which was called the Ferrari 288 GTO, which was based on the Ferrari 328. And then Porsche countered with this car. And then Ferrari came back with their F40 and later F50. And then, of course, as we have gone into the 90s and into the decade of the 2000s, we've seen many other supercars. But this particular Porsche is a legendary one. It was never actually certified for sale here in the United States. However, a number of models were brought in as gray market models and converted over to U.S. safety specifications. I'm sure Jerry Seinfeld, who is just a huge Porsche collector. Matter of fact, Jerry's got a whole garage in New York City that he owns. And basically, it's a car condominium that is chock full of nothing but Porsches. He also has a hangar like Jay Leno, a little bit smaller scale. His hangar, Jerry Seinfeld's hangar, is in Santa Monica, California, at the airport there, and he actually has living quarters above the hangar, and I know that he and his wife and family actually stay in the aircraft hangar with the cars any time that they're in California, which I find quite amusing, since no doubt he could afford a nice little mansion for himself, but nevertheless, that's where he chooses to stay. Jay Leno, in case you don't know it, has his vehicles in aircraft hangars at the Burbank Airport. The NBC Universal Studios is actually in Burbank, and I'm telling you also all kinds of inside dirt here. Jay actually lives in Beverly Hills, up in the woods behind the Beverly Hills Hotel. I have actually rung his doorbell in my checkered past and talked to his wife, but did not talk with Jay at that venture anyway, along with Mark Evans, who's a frequent contributor to the program here. Mark knew his address, and we had a cool car, so we rang Jay's doorbell in Beverly Hills. That was 10 years ago when I was a little bit more brash, let's put it that way. I wouldn't do that today, but since then I've interviewed Jay many times at various automotive events, but I have never been to his actual garage. But it isn't a garage. It's actually three aircraft hangars, if you could imagine such a thing. Three aircraft hangars located at the Burbank Airport. It's not far from the NBC studios, and hence every day reportedly Jay drives just about a different car to the NBC studios. Sometimes he's got a brand new car. He has lots of new cars thrown his way these days with his Big Dog Garage website. And of course, I know he recently took delivery of the new Gullwing Mercedes, which isn't on sale to the rest of the public until May, but Jay has had his for months, the SLS AMG product. Jay already has one of those. Adam Carolla told me that, and he is in line, I know, to get that McLaren that I was talking about a little bit earlier in the broadcast, but, you know, he can drive just about anything he wants. He kind of rotates through his vehicles to the NBC studios. But I'm looking forward to one of these days actually seeing his garage. Many of my friends have been there, including McKeel Haggerty, as the president of the Haggerty Insurance Company, has been there. And he has a full kitchen because he rents out the garage for various media happenings. There have been a number of media happenings there, including a Mustang event that I missed. So didn't get a chance to to check it out yet. Matt Stone, my buddy at Motor Trend, editor, senior editor for Motor Trend and now editor-in-chief of Motor Trend Classic Magazine, he did a whole story. If you get the new rebirth, the rebirth of Motor Trend Classic, went away for a few years, but it's back now, and Matt is in charge of it, and he has a whole story about Jay's garage and the different sections in the garage. And Matt is a not only a journalist for Motor Trend, but he's also a broadcaster for the Speed Channel. He does a lot of the auction coverage for Barrett Jackson, and he also has written a whole slew of books on different car topics, including his last two books focusing on celebrities. He did the cars of Steve McQueen, and more recently, around Christmas time this year, he did the cars of Paul Newman. I wouldn't be surprised if someday, years from now, 10 or 20 years from now, with God's help, that Matt Stone will be writing the Cars of Jay Leno collection, because this is a huge collection. I hear that Jay's collection is somewhere in the vicinity of 500 to 600 cars now. It has grown immensely, even in the last few years, and he's also got about 300 motorcycles. He has a complete staff that takes care of all these cars, as you would imagine, and he has his own restoration shop within his facility as well. Well, if you made Jay Leno's kind of salary, perhaps you would as well. Our telephone number is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We were scheduled to be joined by Ian Kelleher from the RM Auction Company, but so far we're unable to connect with Ian. So I'll tell you what we're going to do here. We're going to throw out another trivia question after this upcoming break here, and I'm going to dive deep into the trivia archives and challenge you. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Baby, let's cruise away from here. Don't be confused. The way is clear.
It's one of the hottest new technologies out there in the engine department. Imagine getting 350 plus horsepower and decent fuel economy. It's called EcoBoost. Ford's Brett Hines tells us all about it.
The EcoBoost engine 3.5 liter is available today in your showroom in the Ford Taurus Show, the Ford Flex, and the Lincoln MKS. It'll also be available in the brand new Lincoln MKT. Yeah, by 2013, 90% of all Ford's nameplates will have an EcoBoost engine available. In the case of the Taurus Show, we're producing 365 horsepower, 350 foot-pounds of torque, and at the exact same time, we're getting 25 miles per gallon on the highway and 17 miles per gallon in the city.
I'm Bob Long for TheLongDrive.com.
How would you feel with normal blood pressure? How would you feel with a normal cholesterol reading without the drugs? What if you could avoid bypass surgery? Would it not be nice to have your heart beat regularly again? To have a sex life again? All these benefits and more can be yours when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. But please, don't take our word for it. Listen to what our customers say.
I've been on the Heart and Body Extract since 2006 and will remain on it for life. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Read more of these amazing testimonials at hbextract.com. Your effective 100% organic herbal treatment for heart and body health is now available at hbextract.com. Get Heart and Body Extract at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5300. Look for free bonus 1213 at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract today.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. I'm Roger Mason, research chemist and developer of the all-natural supplement Beta Prostate, and I want you to know about a free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate helps your body support good prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Make the call today and get your free bottle.
To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when. So Ben, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back. Thank you so much for joining us here today for Auto World. And we're going to have some fun right now talking all about some auctions. A recently held auction last week was down in Florida for the Amelia Island Concours d'Elegance. And we're going to talk about the RM auction sale there and preview another upcoming Florida sale. Right now, it's my pleasure to welcome RM Auction President and Chief Operating Officer Ian Kelleher back to the airways of Auto World. Ian, how you doing?
I'm great, Bob. How are you?
Doing fine, thank you. So you had a great sale down there, to say the least. Over $19 million in sales at the 12th annual Automobiles of Amelia Island auction. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, it was a terrific event. We had certainly set some world records and had a great day, and just a wonderful weekend altogether. So it was a success.
Tell us about the top-selling vehicle. This was a Duesenberg from 1930.
It was. It's an absolutely beautiful Murphy Berline, and it was the only Duesenberg originally fitted with aluminum framework. And it was given by George Wittel, who was a bit of a pretty interesting person himself, to his mistress. It was known as the mistress car, and just a fascinating car with wonderful history. A beautiful sort of dark purple color, and just in absolutely perfect condition. It sold for $1.75 million, I believe.
Wonderful. And in addition to that vehicle selling for over $1 million, there were other cars selling for more than $1 million. Tell us about some of the others.
Well, one of the best was the 1967, I think, Ferrari 275 GTP 4 cam. And that was finished in fly yellow, and an absolute stunning car. And there was pretty spirited bidding on it. We had a phone bidding and bids in the room, and it was very exciting. And it ended up selling for over $1.5 million, which was a very strong price for the car. But the buyer that got it was just heartfelt on getting it, and he wanted it, and he ended up with it.
That's fantastic. And of course, you guys had some collections for sale, including the O'Quinn collection. Tell us a little bit about some of the vehicles there.
Well, they were the Duesenberg was one of the highlights of the collection. There was a second Duesenberg, a Murphy Roadster, as well as a number of 50s cars and some Corvettes, and sort of a nice cross-section of just about everything from the O'Quinn collection. So they did quite well. Many of them were offered without reserve, and it was altogether a really great result for the collection.
Absolutely. And, of course, RM has been a part of Amelia just about from the get-go. And I know you yourself are a judge there, and you give out a couple of awards. That must be fun.
It is. We give out the award for the best unrestored car, and We also gave out one for the Most Elegant Open, and you know, it's a great day to see a lot of clients and be in the field, and there's just such a wonderful group of cars out there that Bill Warner gets for the Concours that it's pretty hard to pick anything. There's so many exceptional examples, and everywhere you look, something there that deserves an award, but it's great to be there, and the weather was beautiful that day, and everything went pretty well according to plan, I would say.
Absolutely. I know you've got another event coming up in Florida, which we're going to talk about in a moment, but you've got two private collection sales that have just been announced coming up this year as well. Tell us about those two sales, Ian.
We'll be selling a collection that is well known for a lot of people, especially in the South and Texas area, the Pate Automotive Museum, which is a museum that's been under single family ownership for many, many years and is responsible for the Pate Swap Meet, which was a huge swap meet, still is to this day, held in the Fort Worth, Texas area. And that'll be June 9th. And then on June 19th, we'll be selling a single owner sale of muscle cars. A lot of Pontiac GTOs, some LS6 Chevelles, an outstanding collection of absolutely perfect muscle cars, many of which are in Concours condition, all correct, original engines, things like that. So that'll be in Southern California in the San Diego area on June 19th.
Wonderful. But around the bend, you've got another sale in Florida, this time in Fort Lauderdale. Tell us about this, Ian.
Well, this is one of our biggest sales. And we'll have over 400 cars over a three-day period, many of which will be offered at a reserve. And it's certainly one of our most successful events. And like I said, over 400 cars, so there's bound to be something for everyone. It's just an outstanding sale, great feeling and great atmosphere to it. And that's held in Fort Lauderdale. And again, it's going to be three full days of cars.
Wonderful. So something for everybody. Tell us about some of your particular favorite vehicles going over the block in Fort Lauderdale.
Well, there really is something for everyone. I mean, we have a Batmobile replica to, everything, some great classics, Boss 429 Mustang, Shelby's, if you want a 50s car, there's great convertibles. There's just, it's an eclectic group of cars in the sense that, there's really no limitation as to what we can have in the sale. There's everything from a 32 Lincoln convertible coupe to, like I said, a Boss 429 Mustang and a large group of Pontiacs and Chevys. So, it's pretty neat. And many, many of the cars will be offered without reserve. And they're all up on our website right now, too. So you can take a look at all 400 cars basically going over the block.
Wonderful. And remind folks of the exact web destination.
It's www.rmauctions.com, and you can also see all the results from the Amelia Island sale in case you're curious about any of the prices. And then, of course, obviously, everything coming up in Fort Lauderdale.
We'll talk about some of the celebrity cars in Fort Lauderdale. You already mentioned the Batmobile, but you got a 71 Dodge Challenger Mod Squad convertible that was used for on-screen work during the 72 Mod Squad season. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. And, that's sort of one of the cars that's a good example of something that can be in that sale. And, there's a few other examples that kind of fit in that realm. Whether it brings a premium based on its history, it's certainly just an interesting car. And, there's a lot of people that actually like it just for what it is.
Absolutely. You have a 1989 Jaguar XJS Coupe, originally owned by the legend himself, Frank Sinatra. That certainly is a collectible. Also, a 1938 Cadillac V16 7-passenger sedan, reportedly owned by the famed actress Mae West, and even a 66 Ford Mustang GT convertible, which was owned from the late 70s to just a couple of years ago by Hollywood actor Robert Hayes of Airplane movie fame. So for those who like the celebrity connections, you've got them there. And you've also got some very unique other vehicles, as you mentioned, something from just about every decade, but even a 1957 BMW Isetta Coupe, which is a tiny car, but you've got that gigantic 2000 Ford for Ford F-150 Tonka pickup that I believe Ford used as kind of a styling inspiration for their later day heavy duty F-150s, but that thing is huge.
It is huge, and you can't miss it in the bright yellow color too. I mean, it's kind of a crowd favorite. A lot of people that aren't necessarily into classic cars love that truck, and they, you know, just have fun with it basically. And the Isettas are popular. You know, they appeal to everybody. And one of my favorites is the Frank Sinatra Jaguar. There's great documentation that he owned it, and it had the license plate. I think it was FAS4 or FAS2. I can't remember, but all of his cars had that FAS license plate on it, and this one still does. And you know, it just has the documentation you would want to go with a celebrity car like that.
Absolutely. I spent a great deal of time in and out of the city of Las Vegas as a radio network that I was with for 10 years. Spent a couple of years based out of there, and visited the Imperial Palace Auto Collection a number of times, did a live broadcast from there once, and I remember this 57 Ford E-Code convertible. It was on display at the Imperial Palace from 88 through 2007, and you've got that one up for sale.
Yep, and that's, as you said, it's an E-Code, so it's even more desirable than your standard Thunderbird. And, you know, that's going to be a pretty good seller also. That should bring a pretty strong price as a result.
And other rare cars from the 50s and 60s, a 61 Chrysler 300G convertible. Those are pretty rare, aren't they, Ian?
They are rare, and that one is in exceptional condition. They're just, to restore one is just a huge labor of love. There's no way to cut corners. There's no way to do it cheaply. So when you see one like that that's just done to the best specifications, they're hard to part.
Absolutely. Everybody check out the RM website. Ian, we'll catch up with you again real soon. Thanks for your time here today.
Thank you, Bob.
That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. I'm Bob Lawrence.
Somewhere on the road tonight, seems I always end up driving by.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24/7. You heard me right, every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.